They particularly targeted this area of exploitation and identified 43 young people who were at significant risk of exploitation. I think that was a surprising figure to a lot of people in terms of just how many young people are being targeted by criminal gangs for both in relation to drugs and sexual exploitation. We also heard that currently we have 9 young people who are identified at high risk of exploitation, and each of them has a plan in place to try and protect them, to disrupt perpetrators, as I said, and to really try and keep those children safe.
You said we need to stop the perpetrators. How important is it for us to stop them? Because they are the ones that's bringing these criminal and sexual exploitation activities here to the victims.
Previously, there wasn't a real focus on perpetrators. Lots of focus was on the young people themselves, and all of those areas have done a lot of work, as we have here in the Isle of Man, to make sure that the focus is absolutely about disruption. And we heard some really good stories where that has worked successfully, and there have been criminal conviction of offenders who have been bringing drugs, using children as young as 12 to bring drugs onto the island, and made a real difference, I think, in terms of locking up individuals that are really focused on targeting young people. We've identified that there are a lot of risks. So we call them adverse childhood experiences that can make children more vulnerable to this sort of abuse. We were hearing today about things like bereavement in their families, family breakdown, that makes those young people sometimes more sad, isolated, and therefore more easily targeted in many occasions by those that wish to use them and exploit them in that way. And we've been really hearing from all the agencies today about how we need to identify those children and young people early to put in packages of support to try and prevent us getting to a point where we need to be bringing those children, young people, to exploitation meetings. We want to cut it off before we get to that point. So a lot of work to do.
What are some of the trauma that these kids go through once you step in and help them?
At that point, the perpetrators of this sort of abuse have so tried to isolate those children, young people, encouraging them not to trust others. And also, they've been groomed to not often really realise what's happening. Some of the perpetrators, the techniques we were hearing that they use to groom, for example, young women, leading them to believe that they're in a relationship with them, that they, you know, develop trust with them, and that's not the case. The intention was always to groom that young person to use them either for sexual exploitation or for exploitation in terms of either selling, carrying drugs, whatever it might be.